saying that that was sort of the point at which your mother separated from her stepfather.
So it worked out real well for us. I felt safe about working, you know, and leaving the kids with her, and she managed things at home.
Mm-hmm. Had you worried about that before?
Well, I just hadn't got around to worrying about it yet. It worked out I didn't have to. Uh-huh. I kind of took things one at a time.
Uh-huh. Now, when you had gone into work at the machine shop, what was the setup in terms of supervision there?
Well, we had lead men mm-hmm. over there, and I was always fortunate to work for people that were very nice to work for.
Mm-hmm.
I never had any friction or any trouble with any of them.
Mm-hmm. What about other people that you were working with? Were they both men and women there? Or?
Yeah, there were still men working on the big lathes, and on,
mm-hmm.
we had boring machines and drill presses and the whole bit, you know.
And, mm-hmm. and you said, now, so you learned how to work on... the drill press and two different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked on a boring machine for a little bit, but I never steadily like I did on the other machines.
Mm-hmm. Did they have anything marked as in terms of like what parts of the machine were dangerous or?
Well, I guess probably when the lead men trained us, you know, they probably told us verbally, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you ever afraid of any of the machines you were working on?
No. I don't think there was too much danger with the lathe. I mean, it was something that, well, you weren't in danger getting your fingers cut off or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And... maybe I think a drill press, it might be more chance of if you were careless of breaking a drill, have a fly or something like that, more than the lathe.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever injured when you worked there?
No.
Uh-huh. Did you know of anybody?
Well, it seemed to me that up on the saws, which weren't close to me, I think. I got a finger cut off once or
mm-hmm.
something, but I don't remember any real disastrous accidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, when you're working there, the women, did they seem to be your same age or older or younger? Or?
Well, it's pretty well a cross section. See, I was in my early 30s then.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were mostly women with families or married, you know, and a lot of them around my age, and there were some. I remember there was one old lady we used to see. She used to wear real farm overalls and see her walking up the aisle,
mm-hmm.
and she looked like she might be in her 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rule, I think they were younger than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were there any minority workers there?
Well, as I say, now that I think of it, I don't remember too many.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I can't actually remember any.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Were there migrants there? I guess people call them Okies.
Yeah, I guess at that time there were a lot of people from, people that came out here during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't... like I say, my memories, I can just remember a few people, and
mm-hmm.
the rest of them are kind of vague to me now. But
mm-hmm.
but I would say there were probably people we called Okies in those days.
Mm-hmm. Did it seem like there might have been a different attitude towards them at that time? Or?
Well, there were a few of the girls that now and then that maybe used a little rough language. It would seem like nothing nowadays,
mm-hmm.
but on the whole, the people I met were very nice people, sort of in my own circumstances, you know, mm-hmm. not not like you'd think when you think factory worker, you know. They were people that wanted to help out with the war effort and naturally wanted to make the money that was available. And, but generally, I would say that they were a pretty high type of person. There weren't too many trashy types, you know.
Did you get to know the people that you were working with very
well? Well, I made a few friendships that lasted for that. There was one little girl in the I met after I went to the machine shop. I don't see her often. We exchange Christmas cards and talk on the telephone, and she's gone on, got into writing. She's had two or three books published.
Were there any lesbians working?
I don't, not that I know of. It was never anything that, in fact, when I came out here to California, I didn't even know what a lesbian was. There wasn't anything, you know, that we talked about or, so I haven't,
So, with the men on the job, were they older or younger men?
Well, as I remember, they were mostly younger, maybe around in their 30s, or even younger.
Were they then like 4Fs or PD?
Well, I suppose there were a few 4Fs. They never did, right in my own department there, they never did put, that I can remember, any women on the really big number 5 lays. They kept men on those. And whether they were 4F or whether they were exempted, you know, to as being necessary to work in the plant, I don't really know.
Did the men seem to be men who had been there a long time, or?
Well, whether they'd worked there for a long time, I don't know, but they seem to be professional machinists, you know, have a lot of experience.
So they were like...
Yeah, able to do their own setups and all that.
Oh, I see. So they didn't seem to be, like, new training?
No,
Did, were there, with the men working with the women, did you ever, any, like, say, teasing or advances made by the men, or?
No, I can't say so. Like I say, there were very nice people that worked in my department, and I'm sure the men were married and had families and, you know, weren't fooling around.
Did it ever seem that, how did the men seem to react to the women being there?
Well, as far as I was concerned, we were all friendly. They didn't seem to resent us, at least by that time. I mean, it was pretty well an accomplished fact that they needed the women by that time.
In lunch breaks and things, would the men and women eat lunch all together, or?
Oh, no, we'd just sort of go off. In fact, for a long time, especially while all the time I was on the night shift, there were about 3 different fellows that I worked with that I ate lunch with all the time. In fact, we used to go out and into the parking lot and sit in the car while, you know, we just talked and nothing special about it, you know. We just enjoyed each other's company. But they, I suppose, you know, people paired off to eat lunch or, you know, whatever. If you you ate with whoever you worked with or you're some special friend or anything.
What kinds of things would you talk about?
Oh, I can't remember there was anything special. They just, They'd talk about the work and what they were doing. And
did the plant have any special services?
Well, they had a store, and we could get, they handled all kinds of tools, and in fact they had, well, they had a referral service where, so I remember when I rented the house and wanted to get some furniture, why, they referred me to a place where I could buy some secondhand furniture, and then I, well, I guess it was like a credit union, although I don't ever remember actually belonging to a credit union there, but anyway, I could make my payments through the store there.
Mm-hmm. So that, like, was there a place you could cash your check then on the?
No, I don't think so. Unless maybe you were making payments at the store, you know, maybe they'd cash your check when you went in.
I see. So what kinds of things did the store carry?
Well, we had all kinds of tools. And that's about all I can remember they actually had in the store. They must have had other things, I suppose.
Did they carry any, was there any, did the plant have anything in a plant uniform or clothing?
We didn't have any kind of a uniform. Just the regular work clothes, you know. I suppose they probably carried work clothes for the men in there, too, but I don't, don't remember that much about it.
Was it hard for you to find a place when you went for shopping for those slacks, to find a place for women?
No, I can't remember where I bought them. But well, in fact, after, my mother used to make some of them for me. So I remember I had a couple of nice suits that I bought, I suppose, must have been at Sears or someplace like that.
Did, was there a first aid or a medical?
Oh, yeah, we had, in fact, I think there was probably more than one station. There was one right close, then they called it the nurse's office, and we went there if you needed aspirin, if you had any small accidents, you know, and they had a nurse in attendance.
Did they have, so it was a nurse and not like a...
No, it was a regular nurse.
I see. Did they have counselors or...
I don't remember that they did. I suppose if you had anything, grievance of any kind, you'd probably go to the personnel office, and I suppose maybe somebody there would talk to you if you had problems. But
I know sometimes they had what they called a woman's counselor.
Well, if they did, I didn't know about it.
Did they have separate bathroom facilities? Or?
Oh, yeah, they had men's and women's bath toilet facilities. And I think in each department, but I think the one that we went to was, you know, people in our department.
I see. So you didn't have to walk
away. You didn't have to go a great long ways to get there.
Was there like a restroom or a lounge?
Well, it was big enough. There were some benches there. You could sit for a few minutes, but wasn't anything too comfortable that you'd want to spend a lot of time. I mean, you know, just if you needed to sit down.
Yeah. I mean, some of the companies had what they called matrons in the bathrooms, watching over things.
We didn't have anything like that.
Now, did they have any kind of recreational activities or programs?
I think they had some. I remember there was, started up a kind of a sketching group, just people that were interested in it. I went to that for a while, but I dropped out. I can't remember for what reason, whether the whole thing just petered out or I just dropped out or what. But Don't really remember. There might have been other activities that I just wasn't interested in, didn't pay any attention to. But I don't think too much. I think people was, that was a job, and that was like baseball teams and that sort of thing. I don't remember of anything.
Mm-hmm. Was there a company news paper or?
Can't remember for sure. It may be that they did put out a little sheet once in a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
In terms of like when you got the carpool, into the carpool that you were in, was that a service through the company or was that just something that you arranged on your own?
It's kind of vague in my mind. The sort of I sort of think I've just been talking to other people. You'd hear about somebody from your area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was quite fortunate. I had one rival. I lived just south of 10th Street then, and I walked up the Pacific Coast Highway to catch it. It was a good little hike, but I mean, But I thought nothing of it at that time would kill me now. It was just a good little walk in the morning, and I used to have to walk it pretty fast some mornings. I got started a little late.
Uh-huh. How did you organize your life during the war around shopping? And yeah, I mean, what would a typical day be like?
Well, of course, my mother managed things at home, and I didn't have to, like, rush home and get dinner for the family because she did that. And she wasn't able to walk too much, and I didn't have a car. I got my first car 1950.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, like, where we lived on 10th Street, that was where we bought our first house. Well, it was just about four or five houses south of 10th Street on Gaviota Avenue. Well, we were three blocks from the Ralph's store, so I could easy walk up there and get our groceries, so that wasn't any big problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were actually on, like, Gaviota and
8th
around there?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, Gaviota was closer to 10th, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice... Well, you know, just an ordinary neighborhood. It's not such a nice neighborhood now. But
now, was the house on Redondo itself, or was it over on...
No, my first house, that was later that I lived on Gaviota.
Uh-huh.
It was on 8th Street. There was the house that was on Redondo, and then this was the next one, the one that was on Redondo, of course, faced on Redondo, and then you go down 8th Street, and mine was the next house, you know, a little house behind that.
Mm-hmm. And then did you move during the war?
Well, in 1942, I had to move out of there. That was at the time that they started sending the Japanese people to the camps.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner, I think, wanted to move into my house, or he had somebody in his family he wanted to move in there. Anyway, I had to move.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved down to Naples. Beautiful house on Virgil Walk right beside the bay down there. Cost $40 a month. that was an awful lot of money in those days even. And we didn't know for sure if we were going to be... Yeah, if we were going to be able to handle it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working nights by that time. And we loved that house, and the kids loved it down there. It was a nice big place. It had had an apartment over the garages in the back there. And later on, I could have bought that place for $14,000, and I thought it was too much.
Mm-hmm.
The, heavens, it's what I probably, you couldn't buy it for $300,000 now. That's why I say that I wasn't as bright as I needed to be. The opportunities I've let slip through my fingers to really, you know, I could have been financially well off by now.
Had you been planning on buying a house?
Well, no, I had no money put away or anything. But we lived there, it was for less than a year, and that then was when we first bought a house, and that was out in El Monte, which turned out to be kind of a mistake because I had no trouble getting a ride back and forth to work from there. But not having a car, it wasn't in the town of El Monte, it was out in kind of outskirts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just stuck there with no transportation. You really needed to have a car to live there. Well, it would have been, it had been, I guess, but they had built a subdivision in there with a lot of, you know, houses. And they were nice enough, a little price type thing, and bought it on a contract deal, which was a little bit different than just buying it outright.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, after we stayed there for about 6 months, I decided I wanted to come back to Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so by that time, I had about $800 equity in it, and the same man that had sold it to me, in fact, he made his livelihood, I guess, selling and reselling those houses in there. Anyway, he bought it back from me, and
mm-hmm.
I came away with $800.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what made my down payment then, the house over in Gaviota. By that time, it was about 1944.
Mm-hmm.
And but I didn't move right into that house. When we came back to Long Beach, there was an acute housing shortage. You couldn't find anything to rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally found the storeroom up on 10th Street and Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big, just a big storeroom. And it, the back of it had been kind of partitioned off, so the part we used for kitchen. And there was a little bathroom. I don't think we didn't have a bathtub,
mm-hmm.
and I don't. I can't remember now whether they must have put a shower in there, because surely we had some place to take a bath. So there must have been a shower, pretty crude, but
mm-hmm.
But it was comfortable. I mean, you know, we could live in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved our furniture in there, and of course we had this big living room in front there.
Mm-hmm.
And so about that time, we kind of felt the need of making a little more money than we get just from my wages. And so we boarded a couple young children.
Mm-hmm.
Mama took care of them, of course, because I was working. But this woman, she was working in a defense plant, and she needed somebody to take care of. One child was just a baby, less than a year old. I'd say he probably was about 7, 8 months old when we took him. Another little boy was about 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mama managed real well taking care of them. It wasn't just a day thing. They stayed and slept there, you know, and
mm-hmm.
she'd come to visit them. And
mm-hmm.
so we kept them until for quite a while after we moved over on Gaviota and made us a little extra money.
Mm-hmm.
And
so now, how much would you get for keeping the children?
Oh, I can't really remember. I would probably something like $5-6 a week.
Uh-huh. And they, was that a very common practice during the war?
Well, I guess probably. Probably it was. There were no care centers or anything like that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, while we still lived down at Naples, we boarded. That was when we started out really boarding children. I remember now because that $40 a month rent was pretty steep for us. And we went through the city of Long Beach and got a license, a foster home license and everything, and then he sent us people.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one little boy, Junior. I always remember the sandwiches he liked. He liked peanut butter and mustard sandwiches to take in his lunch. And then there was another lady, and she was working in a defense plant, and she had three children, two boys and a little girl. And so that most of the time we lived down there, besides my own children, we had these other four children.
Mm-hmm.
And the place was big enough, we had bedrooms for them because they checked that out, you know. They sent a lady out. And
well, did you have to go through to...
Well, they inspected the place, you know, and I suppose they checked us out too, you know, as far
mm-hmm.
as character and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have any trouble. This lady came out and looked at the house, and I said, as I say, it was a nice big house. It only actually had two good-sized bedrooms, but they had other rooms there. They had a little room that was like a sunroom, and there was a room that had originally been a breakfast room, I guess. And so Mama took the little room for the breakfast room. It was her bedroom, and my son and one of the boys had beds in this little room that was the sunroom.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol and I had one bedroom. And this lady, this Mrs. Graves, that had three children, she stayed with us too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as I remember, and she and two of her children had this other bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was quite a lot of people living there.
Mm-hmm.
The city sent the people to
mm-hmm.
you.
We didn't have to advertise anything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And so then people who knew that, was that like through, that was through the city of Long Beach? Or was it through like, was that a... like a Department of Social Services type thing?
Well, I suppose it probably was. I can't remember the name of the service that had a name, but I can't remember.
I know that they had all kinds of different agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And health.
Because I guess it probably was a problem then for women, you know, that wanted to work and had to work in the defense plants to have their children taken care of,
mm-hmm.
you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think they had all these other programs. I'm sure they didn't, but they do now, like
mm-hmm.
extended daycare and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, ex-husband was living
back in Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have, was there anything around custody or around visiting with the children during the war?
No, they just plain didn't see him. I mean, you know, we never hassled over the kids or anything.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that you would, that the store wasn't too far from you. And so that you would do the shopping,
mm-hmm.
did you do it just like once a week?
Well, mostly, you know, and then...
Uh-huh. And then, laundry and banking and things like that?
Well, we banked with the Security First National Bank, which was down on 4th and Cherry, which wasn't too far of a walk, and...
Mm-hmm. Did rationing affect you?
Oh, yeah, I can remember rationing. In fact, I still someplace got some of those tokens in the ration books we had.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that meat was quite short. We didn't have a lot of meat during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, well, we had to have ration books to get shoes and of course, gasoline wasn't any problem to me because I didn't have a car then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It had a slight effect, but it wasn't something that hampered.